With that, it is our honor to invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be speaking tonight on our second Majlis of Eight. His topic is the Dunya and its meaning, part two. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Bari'il Khala'iq Ajma'in وباعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القرشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، أشهد أنك قتلت ولم تموت، بل برجاء حياتك حيت قلوب شيعتك، وبضياء نورك اهتدى الطالبون إليك، وأشهد أنك نور الله الذي لم يطفأ ولا يطفأ أبدا، ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, respected scholars, Alhamdulillah, once again we have this tawfiq to serve the majalis of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein in the month of Muharram. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, to give us this tawfiq, inshaAllah, to continue this serving and this servitude to the cause and the school of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. We were talking about the dunya and its meaning according to the ayat and rivayat, Quran and the traditions. And in the previous session, we said according to Quran, and when we go to the scholars like Imam Khomeini and Allama Tabatabai, we find a significant meaning of the word dunya. We understood that dunya is not just about this lowest realm or level of the universe and existence, the material world. But the dunya is a picture that is constructed by our minds. And it gives us a conception about the life. And we have some temptations and desires accordingly. And according to Quran, there was a pure description of dunya. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. Dunya is nothing but game, joy, amusement, the place of pride. And when we focus on this, you know, characteristics of dunya in Quran, we find out that this is not about this, you know, the earth, and as I said, the skies and the galaxies and this material world. No. This is something inside me and you. And this dunya is against akhirah. As we said, we have a dunya which is the form of al-akhirah, the form of the hereafter. That is the good dunya, revered dunya. But this kind of dunya, which was made by ourselves, is a prison of mu'min. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This is the prison of mu'min. So, if this is the description and meaning of dunya, the next question is, how can we get rid of this dunya? How can we release ourselves from this dunya? The answer again is in Quran. When you recite the verses of Quran, you come across this famous verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the Prophet after the death. He says what? Of this means this position, this reality. You have been heedless, negligent. Therefore, we have now removed your covering. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. The tulab, inshallah, can focus on this. Quran doesn't say فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ الْغِطَاءَ. We have removed the covering from you. No, no. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. We have removed your covering. This is your covering. This is your curtain. This is your veil. This is not a real veil. This was made by you. So, after the death, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ the غِطَاء that belonged to you. So, after the death, we won't, you know, have this kind of mind and this kind of the system of perception. It will be different. And because of that, dunya will be removed. There will be no sign of dunya. So at that time, at that moment, your coverings will be removed and you will witness the reality. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Okay? Listen carefully, please. So, according to Quran, the only way to remove your covering is death. Okay? فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ now فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. And your eyes now and your sight is so sharp now, you can see everything. But does this mean that we've got to wait until Israel comes to us? No. We have two kinds of death. One of them is the coerced and natural death. Your organs, your cells aren't working anymore, or an accident, or earthquake, or anything like this, and end of the story. Time over, okay? But the other kind of death is a deliberate death. The death that you bring to yourself. And it's not, of course, committing suicide. This is the meaning of that narration that says, "Mutu qabla an tamut." You've got to die before you die. The only way to get rid of dunya, to get rid of this prison of dunya, which is made by yourself, is to get closer to the reality of death. And Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in gave us so many guidelines here. If you go to the Rivayat and the verses of Quran, you see there are tons of verses of Quran and narrations that asks you to remember the death. Look at this Rivaya of Imam al-Sadiq Salamullah Alayhi, which is narrated in Kitab al-Zuhd, one of our most authentic sources of narrations by Husayn ibn Sa'id al-Ahwazi. Imam al-Sadiq says, "Yunadi munadin kulla yawmin lidl al-maut wajma' lil-fana' wabni lil-kharab." A caller calls out every day. This caller must be, of course, an angel. Born for death, gather for dissolution, and build for destruction. Every day, there is a caller by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talks to us. Lid lil maut, wajma' lil fana', wabni lil kharab. We have a narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked, "Ayyul mu'mineen akyas?" They asked Rasulullah, "Who is the wisest mu'min, believer?" Rasulullah replied by saying, "Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut wa ashadduhum isti'dadan lil maut." Who is the wisest? They are the ones who most remember death and are the most prepared for death. They are the wisest mu'mineen. Again, Rasulullah says, "Afdalu zuhd fi dunya dhikru al-maut." The best zuhd in this world is the remembrance of death. وَأَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. The best worshipping is the remembrance of the death. وَأَفْضَلُ التَّفَكُّرِ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. The best tafakkur is the remembrance of the death. فَمَنْ أَثْقَلَهُ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ وَجَدَ قَبْرَهُ رَوْزَةً مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever does this to himself all the time and puts this burden on his shoulders, this person's grave would be, this person's grave would be a garden of the gardens of the heaven. So, the only way is to remember the reality of the death, because it's so much real. We have a narration, I think from Imam Sadiq, that he says, "There is no certainty similar to doubt like the death." What does this mean? We are always negligent about the death. We don't think about it. We deeply think that we are going to live forever. This is in the essence of the human being. We witness that our loved ones, our fellow, you know, believers, our relatives, they die, even when they are young. But we don't think that it might be, the next one might be me. Yes? So, and in the same time, we know that we're going to die. So, certainty and doubt. simultaneously, in the same time. Beautiful saying by Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says what? اذكروا هادم اللذات ومنغص الشهوات وداع الشتات اذكروا مفرق الجماعات ومباعد الأمنيات ومدني المنيات والمؤذن بالبين والشت بالبين والشتات. Remember the destroyer of pleasures, the one who relieves desires, the one who invites diaspora. Remember the one who separates groups. هادم اللذات, the destroyer of pleasures, of desires. So, another narration by Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, من ذكر الموت رضي من الدنيا باليسير. Whoever remembers the death, this person will be satisfied with the world, with a little of the worldly life. So, if you want to confront dunya, the only thing that can, you know, give you an explosion in your mind is the remembrance of the death. Because the moment that you think of death, all of this itibariyat, this mental construct, ideas and concepts, which makes dunya, which make dunya, they all disappear. I want to be doctor, professor, ayatollah. Okay. After you're dead, maybe no one even remember you. They don't care if you are a doctor, or professor, or ayatollah, or ayatollah al-uzma, or allama, or anything. You're nothing after the death but your a'mal. Just 3, 4, 5 minutes a day. Think about this. Before you start praying, it will completely change your prayer. I think it's from Amir al-Mu'mineen that he says that Salli salata muwaddi'in. Pray like it's your last time you can pray. Salli salata muwaddi'an. And Allama Tabatabai and many of these Irfani scholars and teachers like Mirza Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, they believe that the only way that you can pass and cross this dunya of i'tibariyat is a remembrance of the death. This is why all of them, or many of them, they would, you know, order their students to go to the cemetery, to think of the death, to spend some minutes or hours a day thinking about the Day of Judgment. It gives you the reality of this world. There is a very good book here by Ayatollah Dastghib, Ma'at. And I'm not, you know, recommending everyone, you know, because for some people it may be some, you know, somehow heavy to think of death every day. Yes, it gives you maybe a sad household atmosphere, especially our sisters. I'm not, you know, recommending them to, you know, think about death 1 or 2 or 3 hours a day. Yeah, we don't need any more depression. But this thinking of death, for a mu'min, this shouldn't give you depression. Because at dunya sijnul mu'min, not the akhirah, the person who's given the key of his cell in the prison. Can you imagine that person is so sad? No. This is a prison break. You're free to go. Why are you sad? You know why we are sad? We are because we are so much attached to this prison. We love the wall and the atmosphere of this prison. We like to be here. You know, some people who are sentenced to a lifetime prison, some of them after 20 or 30 years, because they have no future, they say, I'm not going out of this cell, even if you exonerate me. Why? Because there is no future. For a disbeliever, there is no future on the day of judgment. That person must be sad when he thinks of death. But for the lovers of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, why sadness? And this is the way that Abi Abdullah al-Hussein trained his companions. There is a message, a letter from Imam al-Hussein to Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah. This is just one line. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa amma ba'd فَكَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ تَكُنْ وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ what? لَمْ تَزَلْ. It is as if this dunya never existed for Hussein. وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَمْ تَزَلْ. And it is as if the Akhirah always existed. This is the slogan of Karbala. أَمَّا بَعَدْ فَكَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ تَكُنْ وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَمْ تَزَلْ. And alhamdulillah, we are so lucky. We have so much tawfiq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, among all those religions and schools of thoughts and denominations and different madhahib and ideas and ideologies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the school of Hussein ibn Ali, in which death is so beautiful. So beautiful. You know, at least 10 days, 20 days, maybe 60 days, a year, we are thinking, spending our time thinking about the death of Hussein ibn Ali and his family and his companions. But it doesn't give us any depression. This is so important, brothers and sisters. You are mourning, you are remembering the death, and that kind of death with the brutality of the enemies of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, but it doesn't give the followers of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein any depression, because they understand the reality of the death and martyrdom of Hussein and his companions is nothing but beauty. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. This is why Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, in his khutbah, when he wanted to get out of Mecca and come to Iraq, he says what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. خُطَّ الْمَوْتُ عَلَى وَلْدِ آدَمٍ مَخَتَّ الْقِلَادَةِ عَلَىٰ جِيدِ الْفَتَاتِ. The first thing that he talks about is this. Death is decreed upon the son of Adam just as the necklace is decreed upon the neck of the girl. It's always with you. So, this is the beginning of the movement of Karbala. And at the end of this khutbah he says what? مَنْ كَانَ بَاذِلًا فِينَا مُهْجَتَهُ وَمُوَتِّنًا عَلَىٰ لِقَاءِ اللَّهِ نَفْسَهُ فَلْيَرْحَلْ مَأْنَا. Whoever is ready to sacrifice the blood of his heart for us, وَمُوَتِّنًا عَلَىٰ لِقَاءِ اللَّهِ نَفْسَهُ, and whoever is determined to meet the Allah, Allah the Exalted, whoever is ready for these things, فَلْيَرْحَلْ مَعَنَا, this person can live with us. And this is a call of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein for the history of mankind, not just for that moment. Oh, the Shia of Abi Abdullah, من كان باذلا فينا مهجته وموطنا على لقاء الله نفسه فليرحل معنا. This is how you can be the companion of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. You've got to be ready to sacrifice everything you have. And you think the person who is negligent about the dhikr al-maut can be like this? It's impossible. You think those people, 72 people with Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, were just ordinary people without any preparation? Impossible. Even Hur, Salamullah alayh, whose name is tangled and always comes with the title of Tawbah and repentance, even this person was so much prepared. This is why in some of Maqatil, this is amazing, brothers and sisters. It is said that Hur says that when I was leaving Kufa to stand against the camp of Husayn ibn Ali, there was a caller. I couldn't see the person or the caller, but I could hear him. That he was saying that this person is going and Jannah, heaven, is following this person. And he said, how is it possible? I'm going to fight against the apple of the eyes of Rasulullah. How can I be one of the people who will enter Jannah and heaven? It's impossible. Even for this person, even at the beginning of his movement, he understood, he could recognize the righteousness, distinguish the right from the falsehood, the truth from the false. Even Hur. So those people who wanted to follow Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, the first thing that they had to accept was death. And what is the meaning of death? It means that you've got to refrain from everything which is called dunya. The first step to be with Hussein is to abandon dunya. And to abandon dunya, you've got to focus on death. This is why Hussein says, "Man kana badhilan fina muhjatahu wa muwattinan ala liqa'illah nafsahu falyarhal ma'ana." And it's not, you know, by concepts and words. We've got to experience this. Experience this, you know, bravery. Why Shahada on a battlefield grants you everything, grants you Al-Jannah? Because those warriors who are fighting enemy on the front lines, they've got nothing to lose. They know this moment or the next moment they're going to be struck or hit by a bullet or a grenade or anything else. So they are fully aware that they are going to die. This is why you see that magnitude of spirituality among those people who are mujahideen. And it could happen for anyone, even a person who is not on the front lines. The secret behind being with Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is to be familiar with the death, not just with the concept of the death, but with the reality of the death. And you can test yourself. If you want to understand, realize how successful you are, you can test yourself. How attached you are to this, you know, mental constructed desires and temptations, to the titles, to be sir or master, as I said, Ayatollah, doctor. You entered a majlis, and the person, instead of calling you Ayatollah, called you Hujjatul Islam. Would you change? Would you feel any change in your heart? If you feel that, there is a problem inside you. And it's so difficult. So difficult. We've got to test ourselves. And Karbala is the best means. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gives this value to Karbala and even to the dust and soil of this land. There is a narration in Kamil al-Ziyarat in which Kaaba is talking about itself. It says, I'm the house of Allah. I'm so proud of this. Okay? In that narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Kaaba, you know, this is the divine spiritual, you know, scene of, because you may say that stones of Kaaba, they do not speak. No. We know that everything in this universe speaks. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They all do tasbih. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحًا. You do not comprehend their tasbih. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَأُوحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهَا أَنْ كُفِّي وَقِرِّي. Silence. Do not talk. فَبْعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي مَا فَضْلُ مَا فُضِّلْتِ بِهِ فِي مَا عَطَيْتُ بِهِ أَرْضَ كَرْبَلَا إِلَّا بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْإِبْرَةِ غُرِسَتْ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Your value compared to the soil of Karbala is like the value of a needle which is drowned in the water compared to an ocean. You're nothing. It's dangerous to, you know, say this hadith outside of the Shi'i congregational gatherings, okay, but it's real. You're nothing in front of Karbala. وَلَوْلَا تُرْبَةُ كَرْبَلَا مَا فَضَّلْتُكْ ولولا ما تضمنته ارض كربلاء لما خلقتك. If it wasn't because what Karbala has embraced, I would not create you. I have created you because of the sanctity of the person whose body was embraced by the soil of Karbala. لما خلقتك ولا خلقت البيت الذي افتخرت به فقري واستقري وكوني دنيا متواضعا ذليلا. Be humiliated before the turba of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. مهينا غير مستنكف ولا مستكبر لأرض كربلا. This is the soil of Karbala. This is narrated that when Amir al-Mu'mineen was coming back from the battle of Siffin, he stopped in Karbala and got off from his horse and took a handful of the earth and smelled it and started talking to it, talking to land of Karbala, to the soil and turba of Karbala. And he says what? You know, it is, you know, maybe I think 20 years, yes, before the incident of Ashura. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, وَاهَنْ لَكَ أَيَّتُهَا التُّرْبَةِ. O Turba, I am amazed by you. لَيَحْشُرَنَّ مِنْكَ أَقْوَامٌ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. One day a group of people who will rise from you, who will enter paradise without any question. And then he started weeping and crying and said, هَاهُنَا مَصَارِعُ الْعُشَّاقِ. This is the death place of the lovers of Allah. لا يسبقهم من كان قبلهم ولا يلحقهم من كان بعدهم. Those who come before them will not precede them, nor will those who came after them follow them. They will be exceptional. No one is equal to them. This is the value of the land of Karbala. And the second day of Muharram is the time when Abi Abdullah al-Hussein and his companions arrive in the land of Karbala. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. As-salamu ala shaheed al-shuhada. السلام على قتيل الأدعياء. السلام على ساكن كربلاء. السلام على من بكته ملائكة السماء. Ya Aba Abdullah, it is said when Abi Abdullah arrived in that land, he started asking questions. قَالَ مَا اسْمُ هَذِهِ الْأَرْضِ, what is the name of this land? Someone came forward and said, Ya Mawlai, this is Ghabriya. Abi Abdullah asked again, what is the name of this land? Another came and said, Ya Mawlai, this is Nainawa. Abi Abdullah asked again, what is the name of this land? Another person came and said, Ya Aba Abdullah, Karbala. This land is Karbala. The moment Abi Abdullah heard the name of Karbala, he said, A'udhu billah minka min al-karb wal-bala. And then he said, come down from your horses. This place is the place that we will stay. انزلوا هاهنا هاهنا محط رحالنا ومسفك دمائنا. This is the place that our blood will shed upon. وهنا محل قبورنا. This is the place of our graves. But what happened? Why Abi Abdullah stopped here? This is said in Maqatil. Abi Abdullah wanted to go to Kufa, but in this place, an army of Ibn Ziyad, led by Hurr ibn Yazid in Riyai, they stopped Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. They didn't let Abi Abdullah to go to Kufa. You know, Abi Abdullah wanted to go, but Hur stopped Hussein. Maybe Hur, by this action, changed the course of history. Maybe someone says he was the reason of what happened in Karbala. But 9 days later, on the day of Ashura,
some of the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad, Sahr ibn Yazid, was confused, going right and left. They started asking questions from her, what's happening to you? Inna amraka la murib. What is happening to you? Her said, Wallahi. إني والله أخير نفسي بين الجنة والنار. I see myself between heaven and hell. I don't know what to do. He went to Umar ibn Sa'd and asked Umar ibn Sa'd, أمقاتل أنت هذا الرجل? Are you seriously going to fight? This person means Hussein. Umar ibn Sa'd, yes. قتالا أيسرها أن تطير الروس وتغتال أيدي. Yes, I will fight. And the least thing happened in this battle are the heads cut and the hands cut off the bodies. The moment her heard this words of Umar ibn Sa'd, he decided. He came closer to the tents of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. And from far away he shouted, Ya Husayn, halli min tawba. Can I come back to you, Ya Husayn? Is tawba possible for me? Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, it is said the first word that he said was what? He says, Na'am ya akhi. Yes, my brother. This is the place for those who want to come back to Allah. And word came to Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. His head was down. Abi Abdullah told her, Irfa' ra'sa. Don't come here with embarrassment and shame. This is the camp of those people who want to repent to Allah. Or came back, asked the permission to go to the battlefield. Abi Abdullah gave him the permission. He went to the battlefield, killed several people and several soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd until they surrounded him and struck him by his words and his spears. The moment he fell to the ground of Karbala, Abi Abdullah al-Husayn came to her. He opened his eyes and saw the beautiful face of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. But ya Mawlana, ya Muqtadana, ya Sayyidana. I always say that. Everyone, every member of your camp, on the final moments, they had this chance to see your beautiful face, Ya Abdullah. But Ya Mawlai, what have you seen on the final moment of yours? When you opened your eyes, you saw the ugly face of Shimr bin Zulhushan. La'natullahi alayh. This was the moment that Lady Zainab was looking at Qatlagah. I see the sun setting in front of me. I see the moon setting in front of me. I see not day or night, but your bodies. I see, Ya Zainab, this day, the second day of Muharram, When you wanted to come down from that camel, Ali ibn al-Akbar was at your right, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas left, Qasim was there, your brothers were there, the sons of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein were there. Abi Abdullah al-Hussein was expecting you. But what happened on the evening of the day of Ashura? Ya Zainaya, we remember the moment that you were going to find the mutilated body of Hussein and say, Guli gum kardam mi juyam urayam behar gul mirsayam mi buyam گل من یک نشانی در بدن دار یکی پیراهنه کنه به تن داشت صلی الله علیک یا سیدتنا و مولاتنا يا قيلة بني هاشم يا بنت علي وفاطمة يا زينب الكبرى يا أخت الحسين رحمة الله وبركاته إلهي إلهي بدمع الزينب يا الله 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 اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة الحسين اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحسين بكربلاء اللهم اجعلنا من خلص الشيعة مولانا أمير المؤمنين اللهم اشغل الظالمين بالظالمين واجعلنا بينهم سالمين غانمين اللهم احفظ الشيعة أمير المؤمنين في أغسى الأرض اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير عواني وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.